An international relations expert, Eric Bad Ibrahim, has asked ECOWAS and the international community to be cautious of an intervention in the Gambia. He believes more time for diplomacy in the crisis will have been the best option rather than going ahead to swearing Adama Barrow as president. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Eric Bad Ibrahim reminded the diplomatic team that Yahya Jammeh is an Islamic leader, and if not treated fairly, other like-minded groups may throw their weight behind him in the struggle for power.
What is going to happen in the next few hours could potentially raise the specter of a full-blown war against the Republic of the Gambia. ECOWAS has given Yahya Jammeh up to this time, which is midday as I speak to you, but would have been 1 p.m. or 13 hours GMT. By that time, perhaps the unexpected would have happened, because as we see, the Ghanaian president, I'm told, has arrived in Banjul as part of a last-ditch effort to convince Jammeh to relinquish power. If he doesn't, then ECOWAS has threatened to use military force to take him out of power. So it's quite an unfortunate ending to a long winding diplomatic effort. Regardless of the outcome, bloodshed would not serve the purpose of ECOWAS and the rest of the continent. I have my own reservations about what is happening. I wish we would let reason prevail so that innocent babies, innocent women and innocent aged people do not die, all in the name of democracy.
Yesterday, the president-elect was sworn into office in another country. How will he be able to rule effectively?
In diplomacy, we have the theory or principle of extraterritoriality. But whether this is legitimate or otherwise, I believe at the end of the day, we could have given more time for diplomacy. We could have spent more time cajoling Germany to hand over power peacefully. A war is ugly, regardless of how you look at it. And Anglophone West Africa will bear the brunt of an influx of refugees. Yeah, Germany has got a religious outlook. And if care is not taken, militants in the Sahel and elsewhere within the sub-region, like Ansari, Din, Mujal, Boko Haram, may cash in on the disenfranchised and disenchantment that will ensue the killing or capture of Yahya Jammeh and his arraignment before the International Criminal Court. And then therefore, I would urge caution on all sides and pray that we have a very peaceful resolution to this crisis.
Do you think that ECOWAS can make any positive headway for all of us to have the peace that we want?
In this dying ember, Germany needs an assurance that you'll be protected from persecution. And a very good severance or retirement package would do that.
Assurance from who, ECOWAS or the president-elect?
Assurance from the international community that you'll not be persecuted. And therefore, I believe at the end of the day, a diplomatic and peaceful resolution, regardless of the outcome, would be better than the sheer preponderance of loss of life that would come as a result of a military intervention.
But then, do you think that Yahya Jammeh will reason with all these international bodies and probably just decide to relinquish power?
He's gonna contest the outcome of the election at the Supreme Court. That hasn't happened. Does he have the moral high ground? I don't know. Only Allah knows. But what I'm saying is, regardless of what is done, ECOWAS cannot afford a war.
International relations expert Eric Bad Ibrahim, in that interview,